Hillbilly Heroin, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Many people associate the prescription opioid epidemic with rural America, where hillbilly heroin, as OxyContin is sometimes called, has claimed so many lives. One can only speculate, but is it possible that opioid abuse coexists with rural life because the pace of life in small rural towns is a bit slower than in the city? Well, Oregon Congressman Greg Walden from a rural constituency is waging war and was joined by a bipartisan group of more than 50 lawmakers from across the country. He spoke.
All of us in all of our communities face these challenges related to drug overdoses. I held a round table in Bend, Oregon, where I learned a lot about the problems they're facing and some of the successes they're having. The importance of the work that we're doing here, it's a heartbreaking epidemic that's been featured on the front pages of our local newspapers, on national television as part of the stories from our friends and family members. And with good reason, conservative estimates forecast that more than 90 Americans die from opioid abuses, overdoses each day. 90 a day, Mr. Chairman, while more than 1,000 are treated each day for abusing opioids. In 2016 alone, more than 64,000 Americans died from drug overdoses. And in Oregon alone, more people died last year from drug overdoses than from car accidents.
Walden's leading a group that expands the investigation into alleged opioid pill dumping by a major drug company. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.